two of the shop girls on My Talk 107.1. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. So much fun to be back together.
Yes.
Just in time for the big grand finale of the award season coming up tomorrow night. Yes, you have a quiz, but before we do that,
yes,
and I might need your help, everybody. I have really not looked at the answers, and I don't know if this is just
the answers
make me
aren't
look
on
stupid.
Here. You had to take in the quiz, and you promised me you wouldn't look.
I didn't look.
Okay.
I didn't look. But it is that time in the show where we usually take questions. So want to open the phone lines. If you have a question, a comment, everything about Southdale, Target Circle, all the big retail stories we've been talking about or anything else, feel free to give us a call at 651-641-1071. We'd love to chat with you. But until then, go for it.
Okay. So Vanity Fair, in anticipation of the Oscars, had a quiz to see just how well you pay attention to the red carpet and some of the big fashion moments.
Oh boy.
I took the quiz.
I'm not good at it.
And I will be honest, I got one wrong.
Dang.
So, yeah. So let's see how you do. Now, you were a little girl, so maybe, you know, you don't remember, but okay, we'll start with this one. Barbra Streisand attended the first ever televised Oscars in 1969 in a sequined pantsuit from designer Arnold Skazi, complete with flared legs and tuxedo cuffs. Many years later, she would reveal that at the time, she didn't realize the outfit was, these are your choices, see-through, sequined, opaque, or designed by Arnold Skazi.
See-through.
That's right.
Yes,
you got that one right.
Okay.
In 1970, Elizabeth Taylor wore which iconic jewel to the Oscars? The Tiffany diamond, the heart of the ocean, Chanel Comet necklace, or the Taylor Burton diamond?
Oh boy, I'm gonna go Tiffany.
You'd be wrong.
Did you get this one right?
I did.
What is it?
It would be the Taylor Burton diamond.
The Taylor Burton
diamond.
Lexi, did you know that? That's not fair.
I did not know that.
Okay, thank
you.
Too young. Thank you.
It's a pearl-shaped sparkler purchased by Taylor and Richard Burton, weighing in at a whopping 69.42 carats.
That was her. She owned that. It was her.
She sure did.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay. After the Academy of Motion Pictures and Sciences failed to nominate Cher for her role in Mask, she turned up at the 1986 Oscars in a showgirl-inspired history-making ensemble that featured feathers, a feathered headdress, and showcased her midriff. It would be called the Revenge Dress.
Mm.
Who designed it?
Oh, I know.
Valentino, Bob Mackie, Jean-Paul Gaultier, or Vivienne Westwood?
Bob Mackie.
You're right.
Yes. I've interviewed Bob Mackie. I remember back in the day.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah, he was lovely, and he and Cher were very tight. He designed a lot of her.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. In 1991, Madonna made a special appearance at the Oscars alongside Michael Jackson. Who inspired her look? Marilyn Monroe, Jane Mansfield, Grace Kelly, or Janet Leigh?
Marilyn Monroe.
You didn't know that. You guessed, didn't you?
No, I knew that.
Oh, did you?
Okay. I can picture them together. I remember that. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. You were right. Sharon Stone made red carpet history at the 1998 Oscars.
Yep.
Very good.
Yep.
Very good.
Yes, the iconic white button down.
That's right. That she wore with a long maxi skirt.
And what's funny is, was that before the whole like ball gown skirt, the whole thing became such a look? I mean, Carolina Herrera does these amazing,
I think the main thing that everybody took from it was the idea of
the
putting high and low together.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, Vera Wang and the Gap.
For sure. And I'll tell you, I mean, we actually have a story right now on Mother Of. If you go to motherof.co, I'll put a link up. But on our blog, introducing a line, maybe you already know it. It's called Emily Chalant. Do Go here in the Twin Cities just had a trunk show for Emily Chalant last weekend.
Oh,
but this is Emily Chalant is a designer who's worked for a lot of special occasion brands like Adriana Papel, and she's done stuff for Beholden, really well known for her beading. And she, during the pandemic, got laid off and was like, nobody's going to want to go back to being uncomfortable. to wearing dress-up clothes that are uncomfortable. And so she created this collection of separates with the, she wanted the comfort of the Gap, but the, you know, the fanciness. Elegance. Exactly. Yeah. And that's what it is. And it's a collection of separates. And she does these amazing ball gown skirts.
And they're at Dugo.
Yes, they have them at Dugo. And we've on got them. We've France. Got a link to the whole collection online at motherof.co.
Okay. In 1999, Gwyneth Paltrow won the Oscar for Best Actress for Shakespeare in Love, who designed the pale pink gown she wore.
Oh, okay.
Vera Wang, Prada, Ralph Lauren, or Mugler?
I think it's Vera Wang.
You're wrong.
Shoot! Darn it!
That would be Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Lauren did
that. Yep.
It wasn't my favorite. I felt like that didn't fit her so perfectly.
Yeah, the top scene. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Okay. In what year did Icelandic musician Björk wear a white dress from designer Marjan Pajoski resembled a swan? In what year?
Oh,
2007, 2003, 2001, or 1998?
Oh my God. I feel like it was a long time ago. I feel like it was 2001.
You're right.
Oh, good.
Very good.
Good, good.
Very good.
Yeah.
And I remember this. We were in South Beach. And I remember this. In 2002, Halle Berry made history as the first Black woman to win the Best Actress Oscar for her role in Monsters Ball. Who designed the dress she wore that night? Giorgio Armani, Christian Dior, Ellie Saab, or Carolina Herrera?
Ellie Saab.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I know let's more see than
if
I
you,
thought.
Let's see if you get this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do I know these things?
Well, I wondered that myself when I was doing this.
Yeah.
Michelle Williams brought a pop of color to the Oscar red carpet in 2006, pairing an unexpected saffron-colored gown with a bold red lip. Who designed her dress? Chanel, Vera Wang, Givenchy, or Proenza Shuler?
Oh, my God. I don't know this one. What were the first two again?
The first two were Vera Wang and Chanel.
No.
Or Givenchy or Proenza Shuler.
I think it's Givenchy.
You're wrong. And this is the one I got wrong.
Oh.
And it's Vera Wang.
Oh,
and
really?
I didn't even really remember the dress that well. So that was my one.
Okay.
In 2009, Angelina Jolie paired her Ellie Saab gown with a jaw-dropping pair of oversized 115-carat earrings from jeweler Lorraine Schwartz. What gemstone did the earrings feature? I got this right.
Really?
Yeah, I got them all right except that one.
I mean, I'm surprised the question isn't about the vial of blood that she wore around her neck one year.
Oh, that would have been
too
easy.
I don't know. I'm going to just go, I feel like diamond is too obvious. You're not giving away anything. You're a total poker face.
I am.
I'm going to just go emerald. I have no idea.
Right.
Oh my God.
That was a lucky guess. They were gorgeous.
Okay.
A drop. Okay. And I think this is, Jennifer Lawrence tripped on her way up the stairs to get her Oscar at the 85th Academy Awards. Who designed the dress she was wearing? And I'm guessing you would know that without even looking. Calvin Klein, Chanel, Versace, or Christian Dior?
She's a Chanel girl.
No, she is a Christian Dior girl.
Oh.
Bad.
Okay. Right.
I'm sorry. There are two more. Boasting 128 carats valued up to $30 million, the Tiffany diamond is known to have been worn by only four people. Socialite Mary Whitehouse, Audrey Hepburn, blank, and Beyonce. Was it Kate Winslet, Lady Gaga, Celine Dion, or Scarlett Johansson?
Oh my God, I have no idea. I'll go Celine.
No, this was only 2019. I remember Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga wore the Tiffany diamond?
Incredible.
What did she wear it for?
What did she... For the Oscars.
Oh, for the Oscars. Okay.
That's what we're talking about, remember?
Oh, I don't know.
In 2022, Zendaya made the best... dress list when she wore a two-piece look.
Wait, who? Sorry, what?
Zendaya.
Okay.
She wore a two-piece look from Valentino's Couture, a crisp-cropped white collar shirt with a sparkling sequin-embellished maxi skirt. Who was the stylist behind her look? Kate Young, Christina Ehrlich, Law Roach, or Elizabeth Stewart?
Elizabeth Stewart.
She's last question, so let's see if you can go out.
She's a Julia Roberts girl, Reese Witherspoon. I think it's the Ehrlich one.
You'd be wrong. Her stylist, and you should know this because they talk about him every time they... Law Roach is her stylist and dresses her in all these incredible things. Were you counting how many you got wrong? I think about three or four.
Know.
You did better than I expected. But,
thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay. All right. Do we have time, Lexi? Can we do this real quick? We have a question or a comment on the line from Anne. Hi, Anne. Anne, are you there?
Wow. Mom's kind of hard on you still.
I know. It's okay.
A rough crowd. Got wrong as opposed to how many you got right?
Hey, thank you, Anne.
Oh, I should have phrased it that way.
Story of my life. Okay. What were you going to say about Southdale?
Well, they've got the Hennepin County Service Center that moved across the street, across New York. Mm-hmm. So that's there. But the area that is with the library across York there, they're redoing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're making it the library on the main level and then the Edina Arts Center on the upper level.
Right.
And then the park over on the other side.
Yeah.
They're so fixing the area.
There's a lot going on, not just at Southdale Center. That's a good reminder.
But
I love that building.
I think that it'll be interesting to see what they do with Southdale, but that's a really heavy lift.
Yeah.
Hopefully
but they're bringing
they
a lot
doing.
Of excitement.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Harmony gets her pay raise at FM 107 now that she's a Wall Street.
Right, now that she's a correspondent,
I hope
an official source.
Are listening, that's right.
True. Thank you, Anne. You are really here for us today.
You won't be able to go through the doorway at the same time, though.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with the tech report right after this.
Some subscriptions just aren't for you.
Honey, when do we subscribe to Potato Lovers Weekly?
Cat Lady Today? Mold of the Month Club? The New York Mimes?
But when you become a member at the YMCA in February, you can get a personal training subscription that is right for you. Plus, Y members gain access to virtual Y and group fitness classes.
Wait, mediocre mustaches monthly?
Subscribe to a healthier lifestyle. Join the Y at ymcanorth.org.
Well, Mom, here we are at
the
12:19 point on the Saturday,
yep.
And I'm just wondering if the Wall Street Journal is aware of your tech report.
I did forget to tell her.
Because they do have a rather robust tech section.
They do.
And maybe they could ask for your insights on some of those stories.
I forgot to mention it to Kate.
Oh, well,
I can always call her back. We're quite close.
You should. Indeed, it is time for my mother's tech report.
The internet is a series of tubes.
Time once again for Harmony's Tech Report.
So it's very interesting what Apple's Vision Pro has caused. You know, everything mushrooms and then something else happens. And I assume you have yours.
No.
What do you know what it is? I mean, you're looking at me like you don't know what it is.
Yeah, no, okay. I'm not getting a vision.
No, I don't want
I'm
one
not
either.
Interested.
No. But anyway, there is a company called StockX, which is Detroit-based sneakers, apparel, and electronics and collectibles that they're a reseller of all of these items. And so they have joined other brands and retailers in introducing an immersive shopping app for Apple Vision Pro users. This is what's happening now. There are apps that are being developed for Vision Pro users. So with this app, the users can view 3D product models of the sneakers, and they can see them as if they were on the shelves or in their own home environment. And they can also browse available products and shop all kinds of content and have access to real-time market data. The shoppers can also make purchases with just a few physical gestures. And in the future, the company says it plans to integrate seller tools and shopping personalization features, like they can highlight items that and let them know what friends are buying and all of that. So since Apple introduced Vision Pro in February, there are several brands that have already launched in this space. Last month, Elf Cosmetics, Alo, I just can't pronounce that yoga company.
We have to get a confirmation, but I think it's Alo.
Okay. Well, Alo, doesn't that have an E on it?
Yeah,
okay.
But I think,
okay. Well, we know what it is, A-L-O, yoga.
Mm-hmm.
So Elf Cosmetics, Alo Yoga, and Wayfair have already announced that they have their own Apple Vision Pro apps. And so, you know, well, there are people who feel that nothing replaces, you know, actually picking a sneaker up off the shelf and holding it. This is an experience that they say comes very close. They think that the users of this app will benefit from using the shopping platform. There'll be a 360-degree photography and products that are shown on it that can be verified by experts. So, you know, if that's the way you choose to, you want to walk around with that heavy thing on your head, then you can shop that way, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it.
I don't know.
Okay, this sounds like...
ahead of themselves a little bit.
This sounds like something much more interesting. I don't have it, but it sounds cool. If you have a smart GE appliances wall oven, and there are people that do, it's about to get smarter. There's a new feature called a CookCam AI. It's a new feature that uses artificial intelligence to recognize what you put in the oven, and then it figures out the rest for you. So you don't have to even think about, oh, what temperature should I put it in? Should it be on this shelf or any of that? You don't have to worry that you're going to burn your pizza. So they said this is coming to select GE Profile and Cafe wall ovens. It has a camera that will be free over the air software upgrade. You don't have to go do anything.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So it will work with precision cooking mode, which is a feature that's already connected. And right now, it's only good for 5 dishes. That's the only problem. But it will detect, once you put it in the oven, it takes over so that it knows how long you should cook it and all of that kind of thing. So right now, it can only cook, it can tell you these things for turkey and cookies, pizza, cakes, and brownies.
Okay.
But I mean, what else do you need if you've got those things? So this is something that is coming to you. Samsung recently introduced a similar feature called AI Pro Cooking, but that one you have to go and buy a new oven for. So, you know, if you want to, though, that's fine.
Okay. That's nice. Yeah. That's fun. That feels more useful than the Vision Pro right now.
Yeah, I think so, too. So then there is a company called Salesforce that announced new data and, again, AI solutions for healthcare workers that can lessen the burden. So many doctors are overburdened with administrative workloads and all the paperwork involved. So the first tool is called Einstein Copilot Health Actions. And what it will do is allow doctors to book appointments and summarize all the information about the patient and send referrals. All of this by prompting AI with conversational language. So the Salesforce, the company, also announced assessment generation, which will allow organizations to digitize health assessments like surveys without having to actually type in the code and all of that. Mm-hmm. And so much of this kind of work is what physicians say they get burned out on. And more than 90% of physicians report feeling burned out on a regular basis.
That's so sad and scary.
And 64% feel that they are just overburdened with this kind of work. So this is something that is going to be helpful. There are so many things that are really helpful with AI. It's just the scary part of things like young boys in Texas who did AI nude pictures of girls and boys in their class. They have been arrested. Mm. I don't have the follow-up information yet. But
that you're working on.
They're not real, but they have done with AI, and then they have done this to their fellow students.
Like, what can you trust?
That's the whole scary part. Yeah,
it is.
So that's what's going on.
Good and bad, kind of a mixed bag today, Mother.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Highs and lows, you
know? We appreciate it. We're going to introduce you to an amazing maker, local and talk skincare right after this. Don't go away. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Shop Girls on MyTalk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Hey, Mom, I told you I stopped by the Big Ten Makers Market at City Center, part of everything going on this weekend, all the excitement and fun around the NCAA. This weekend is the women's tournament. Next weekend is men's.
Right.
Of course, I was shopping.
Of course you were.
And one of my favorites, so much good energy around a booth called Nature's Syrup. I don't know if you're familiar with this brand.
No.
But they have some great No, this is skincare.
Okay.
And I got some great advice. And I thought, you know, when it comes to skincare and it comes to like what you should be putting on your face to tighten things up, imagine that, a soap that could actually tighten things up.
Really?
Well,
buy me some.
We need to ask an expert.
We need an expert. Expert.
Time now for the shop girls to ask.
She really knows what she's talking about.
She knows everything. Everything.
An actual expert.
Hear that? We got an expert here.
Oh, do we ever. Devonna Pittman has been kind enough to call in. I'm guessing you're at City Center right now, Devonna?
I am.
How are things there today?
Oh, you know, things are buzzing like crazy here.
Good. I saw on Instagram yesterday there were like long lines all the way through City Center of people lining up for the Hawkeyes game.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the fans are here to see Caitlin Clark. Iowa is in the house. It's crazy down here.
Those wow. Iowa fans, they are wild. But the real question is, do they need some skincare tips?
You know, they do need skincare tips. I think the Iowans are coming here for the game, but we are showing them exactly what they need to take care of their skin while they're waiting outside in those long lines.
I love it. So, okay, tell everyone a little bit about Nature's Syrup and how you started this beauty brand.
Yeah, so Nature's Syrup is a hair and skincare brand. I originally started creating my product for my hair, but I realized this amazing shea butter that we actually go to the Shea Forest to get. It's so incredible for tightening your skin and smoothing and hydrating. So instead of ending up with incredible hair products, I also ended up with incredible skincare.
Wow. I love that. What is your best seller?
So our best seller down here at the market has been our Mystical Love Body Butter. People are calling it their baby maker. Because when you put it on, you got to be careful.
Thanks for the warning.
It smells so good. If you're single and you're looking for a mate, you put the Mystical Love on, and oh my God, you're set. For the summer.
That's amazing. I always wonder, I feel like shea butter is kind of heavy. Are you only supposed to do it once a day, once a week, in the winter? How should we be using shea butter?
So let me tell you the secret. So I know Nature's Syrup has cracked the code with our shea butter. We whip our shea butter. So we whip it with shea butter, coconut oil, and certified organic essential oils. And so we whip it very meticulously, and you only need a very little. Mm. So you put a little dab on, and it lasts you all day.
Wow.
Our shea butter goes deep into the layers of the skin to hydrate. And so you only need a little, and a little goes a long way.
Use this on your face?
No.
You use it all over your body.
All
and I'll
over.
Tell you another thing that's been a hit out here, and all the women will love this. We have a collagen facial soap. So it boosts collagen production. We had a woman come in this morning. She bought it yesterday, her and her mom. She used it overnight. She came back and bought two more.
I love it. Okay, so that was the product that I was hinting at, and I was talking to one of your sales associates about it. Explain that to me. I've never seen a bar of soap with collagen in it. How does that work?
So basically, it's a collagen booster. The ingredients that we use, including the shea butter, the coconut oil, and this is a secret, and I hope that my animal lovers don't get too mad at me, but there's goat milk. There's goat milk in it. And goat milk does boost collagen production along with the shea butter.
Got it. Okay.
It just does some amazing things to the face.
So, okay, I misspoke. So it's collagen, and it's going to boost the collagen production in your skin. And the result is that your skin, after washing your face with this bar of soap, it actually feels tighter?
So it's softer. It tightens the pores. It gives your skin a natural, healthy glow. And it also is an exfoliant, but there's no scrubbing matter in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gently exfoliates to really just remove all the dirt and all of the environmental toxins that get caught into that first level of your skin, the first layer of skin.
Amazing.
Devonna, have you developed all these products yourself?
Yeah, how did you figure all this out?
Trial and error. I did. I've been formulating products for the last 10 years.
Oh.
Like to call myself the kitchen scientist. I do not have a chemistry background. This is just my love and passion for creating products that are safe and effective, first of all, and that don't have parabens and all of the gunk and junk in it that we might find, in commercial products.
So cool what you've created.
Do you make the products locally, or where do you develop them?
So we have a manufacturer. I work directly with a chemist to make most of the products. We have 28 SKUs right now, and we only make 5 of them in our office today. Oh.
And aren't you sold? I mean, obviously, people can go to the market. If you're in the Twin Cities today, I know you're on your way over to City Center in downtown Minneapolis to shop the market, the Big Ten market. But you can also go online to naturessyrupbeauty.com. And Devonna, aren't you? Did I hear you're in Macy's stores?
Yeah. Oh. So we're online at Macy's, Macy's.com, Walmart.com, and Nature Syrup.
Oh, that's incredible. Great. So impressive.
We're local here. Yeah.
And what about, we haven't talked about your hair products at all. Tell us a little bit about those.
I will. And you know, I neglected to say thank you so much for having me here. I love having these conversations. Our hair products, I like to say we bring care and understanding to textured hair. I firmly believe that if you solve the hair problem for Black women, mm-hmm. you can solve the hair problems for anyone.
Okay, that's fair.
I get it.
I am telling you, because my hair is really, really coarse. But what I'm saying now, even at the market and when I'm out and about with my products, white people are really embracing their texture. The curly hair, I've sold so many of my curl rejuvenators at this market, because people are embracing the way their hair grows out of their scalp. Mm-hmm. But we also focus on unexplained hair loss. After the pandemic, a lot of people experienced hair loss.
Right.
They didn't understand what was happening. And so Nature's Hair Beauty was giving people the solution to the hair loss situations that they were experiencing.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, definitely worth checking out. Stop by the Nature Syrup Beauty booth. I'm telling you, if nothing else, you will have so much fun. You and your team, Devonna. I mean, talk about good energy.
I'm glad you think so. I tell my ladies, be yourself. We're here to get these products into the hands of as many people as possible, because people don't know what they need. But at the end of the day, we want people to have a good time. We want them to experience the culture of our brand, our Minnesota brand.
Right.
You know, and so the girls do that.
I love it.
It's good advice.
I love it. And, you know, I was talking to a couple other of the makers yesterday or the day before, and they were saying that it's just you don't know what is going to come out of a market like this. Yes, of course, you want to move product and sell bars of soap, but it's all the recognition, too. And I think for people to see all of these amazing brands that are based here and and have been created by people and entrepreneurs who live right here, it's just so cool and exciting.
Absolutely. I have really enjoyed meeting so many people and just talking to people.
Yeah.
About not only my brand, but people who've never been to Minnesota before.
Right.
They're like, wow, so fun here.
Right. Exactly.
You got to be cheerleaders.
I hope it's a great day. Thank you for taking a minute away from the cash register to talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. My husband is at the booth. He doesn't know what to say. He doesn't know the product.
You better get over there.
Hurry back.
Just take whatever they give you.
That's right. That's Devonna Pittman from Nature's Syrup Beauty. We've got a link on the Shop Girls page. And go do yourself a favor and check out the market, the Big Ten market at City Center this weekend and next weekend, too, as the games continue. We'll be right back to wrap things up and give you a few more headlines right after this. Okay, are you done singing?
I guess Mother, if I have to be.
You and Miley.
I love that song.
Thanks for joining us this morning. It's been so fun. Good to be back together. And
it is.
So many good stories to talk about. Wanted to just mention David had called in earlier in the show. We didn't have time to talk to him. But in response to all the news about Southdale, the luxury stores that are coming there, some of them going across the street from Galleria, he had a great suggestion. He said he's from Michigan, where they have two malls connected with the Skyway. I know exactly what he's talking about in what do you call it? In, oh, good Lord.
Detroit.
But it's in the suburbs of Detroit.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, too.
It's a great mall. It's a great mall. And they do have two sides of the mall connected across the road by Skyway. And he said that's what they should do for the Galleria.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. And I think that, you know, that maybe it won't happen tomorrow, but that would be a logical move, I would think.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Yeah, maybe. But I don't think, you know, I saw someone on Twitter saying, wouldn't it be ironic if Southdale getting revamped is the end of Galleria? It's not going to be the end of Galleria.
Oh, goodness,
Galleria is just fine. There's plenty of stores to go around. A lot of local boutiques that are very happy there.
I would like to see them get more local back. You know, they used to have more.
Yeah.
Local stores, and it would be fun to have some of the local stores in again.
So there will be much more to come on all of that, but thanks for your ideas, and feel free to keep emailing us if you have questions, comments, and we'll keep you posted on all of that. But
I wanted to talk about a low price thing.
Okay.
Like, you can get this for $2.99.
What?
Okay. Well, it's amazing what the internet does. Trader Joe's has got a new mini tote bag. And this tote bag is like, it's big enough to hold like your lunch and water bottle and, you know, maybe a couple other little things.
Okay.
$2.99 in blue, red, yellow, and green. But this has become like a major thing on TikTok, as everything is.
That's so funny.
And so TikTok has been showing all of they've been documenting all of the hunts for these tote bags. They can't keep them in stock. People are running to as many as 8 stores to try to find these. This one man visited 7 stores last week before finding each bag. He wanted one in each color. And
it's just a regular tote bag.
It's a little tote bag, exactly. But there are so many people, he said, in this one store, there were so many people surrounding the display and they were grabbing them so fast, I took all the ones I could get. But according to some TikTok users, certain stores have placed a limit now on the number that you can even purchase.
Oh, I see. You can't tell in the original picture. I mean, it looks just like a classic tote bag, but it's the fact that it's the mini
size. It's mini, and it would be
everything is cuter when it's smaller.
Yes, it would be cute for a lunch bag.
Yeah.
So this has become like a major thing.
Okay, that is insane.
Everybody
I'm watching
is running
right now, the crowds. What is wrong with us?
I don't know.
We are so weird,
American
consumers. There have been
other tote bags that people have done this in past years. L.L. Bean had a boat and tote bag in 2022 that, you know, everybody was after. But now it is the Trader Joe's mini bag.
Okay, that's hilarious.
Yep.
Meanwhile, on a different note, I don't see any easy transition, so I'm just going to go for it. Would you wear a wedding dress from Abercrombie & Fitch?
If I liked it.
I mean, this is a weird move.
Well, they're just one of the latest that are getting into the bridal business.
Yeah.
Skims.
Affordable options for brides, bridesmaids, and guests.
Yeah. From Skims, they said, to Stout, to Eloquy, you know, so many of the unlikely companies that have gone into bridal.
Yeah.
And they have announced that they are now showing pieces for brides, bridesmaids, and wedding guests.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they feel you can get your whole wardrobe for the bachelorette party and all the rest. The prices are from everything from $29 to $200. And it's available at Abercrombie stores and also at Abercrombie.com.
Hmm.
So,
I mean, some of these just like florals with the flouncy sleeve. And I mean, some of them are slinky and, you know, might be better for a guest. But there are a lot of really wearable
For bridesmaids
here.
That they could then wear again after.
Or, yeah, or I could see a mom doing one of these maybe for a rehearsal dinner or a brunch or something like that. Or who knows? I mean, maybe you could even pull it off for a wedding, depending on how dressy it is.
Kind of wedding it is. Sure.
Wow.
Or where you're having it.
Not a place that's probably on your list for shopping for special occasion, but maybe you need to check out Abercrombie & Fitch.
Yeah.
That's a funny one.
It's a possibility.
Okay. I feel like we had another headline that we were going to try to get to before we wrapped up here. What was it?
Well, there are a number of things.
Okay. Well,
we could just talk about briefly when we were talking red carpet, we didn't really have time given the fact that, your quiz took a little bit longer than I thought it would. Yeah, it's okay.
It was hard.
But it was hard. But they also at the Oscars, which people who follow that kind of thing know that every year they give a gift bag just to the Oscar nominees.
Yes.
And this year's value of this gift bag for these people who really don't have money, right, is $178,000.
Wow.
And this is given, as I say, to all of the nominees.
Do we know what's in it?
Well, yes, there are many interesting things in it. I wanted to tell you a few of the interesting things. They've got trips, of course, for everybody. I can't get this stupid ad off of my screen. The total is 178, but they've got everything from cruises to the Antarctica. They have got beauty products, health and wellness, food samples. This time, the priciest item is a stay at Chalet Zermatt Peak, a luxury chalet in the heart of Zermatt, Switzerland. And the experience is valued at $50,000 and includes daily meals and massages among the perks. So they've got weekly rentals on week-long rentals at St. Bart's. They've got
I wonder how many of the nominees really use it all. Do you think they
do? No, they don't. And they did say that they don't all use it.
Huh.
But they could share it with other people.
I know. Hey, Ryan Gosling, Bradley Cooper, I'm right here.
Call us.
Ready?
You know Ryan Gosling is going to sing his song at the Oscars.
Really?
You know, just Ken.
Yeah. That's going to be amazing.
He's going to do that.
Okay, tell us one more time so that we can go get ready right now, get the popcorn made. What time do we need to be ready
Oscars
for the red carpet?
Here in Minnesota start at 6 p.m.
Okay, in the central time zone.
In 6 central p.m. time zone, 7 well,
is
Eastern.
It, is it not that way for everyone? I mean,
what do you mean?
7 Eastern,
7
6
Eastern,
Central.
Right. Yeah. So I am guessing, E will probably do the pre.
Oh, they're probably
carpet.
Already on the red carpet.
Yeah, they may be. But I would guess by 4 for sure. They will be on there. Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to be able to get it on the regular.
This should be normal. This
okay.
Should be,
we don't have to go find some weird
as
app.
As far as I
service.
Know. Yeah. It
and
should
we're gonna
be.
We're
going
to have
okay.
the E red carpet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll be tweeting about it and.
Right.
And threading about it. Do you call it
Are
threading?
Are you threading, mother?
On threads.
You're threading.
I thread. Oh my. Do you not thread?
I mean, a little. It's just so hard.
Well, I don't
so
Twitter
many.
Much anymore because
yeah.
I just
Moving
don't like,
away from
I don't X. I, what do? I thread.
You thread. Well, you don't do it a lot with buttons, so I guess
no,
better to do it with
no,
words,
no, no, that's
right?
not my scene.
We ran out of time for steals and deals. It's not a huge week, although there are certainly a lot of discounts out there, but I would just say GH2, which I've been feeling like I need to get over there. It's been a while. That's the Grethen House outlet with mix of consignment and clothes that are marked down. They're having one of their 90% off sales.
Ooh,
so
good
place
good to go.
To get over there, yep. Yes. All right, enjoy the weekend, everybody. We'll see you on the red carpet tomorrow, no doubt. Catch you next Saturday. Thanks for joining us.